talk about this ongoing saga that is the Government Street Road Diet. And welcome back to the show, Rodney Mallett from DOTD. Rodney, how's it going, man?
It's going great. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you as well. I appreciate your flexibility here. I was planning on having you on later on in the week, and then Congressman Carter had to bail for this morning. So I was like, hey, Rodney, can you hop on now? So thank you, Lord, for hopping
you
on now.
You had to sink way down to the B team today. But yes, I'm here, and I can tell you about Government Street. Well,
you were going to be A team tomorrow. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about Government Street. First of all, did WBRZ pick up on something? Are the reflectors where people might be a little bit, dare I say, under the influence?
Well, basically what we do is we look at the data. And so we put the reflectors in front of the medians that were getting hit the most in an effort to try to at least bring some awareness to drivers. So, you know, you hit it. You nailed it, and I think I told WBRZ the same thing. Too many distracted drivers. So maybe the reflectors will help a little bit, but what would help the most if people would put their phone down and pay attention to the roads, you know?
No, absolutely. I don't know. And look, y'all only have a certain number of weapons in your arsenal, right? You can't put, like, honking horns into these curbs because that just doesn't come equipped with it. Reflectors are one of the weapons in the arsenal, but if your face is buried in your phone, if you are a distracted driver, you're distracted from the curb just as much as you are the reflectors, aren't you?
That's exactly right. And so what we're seeing and what we saw, you also brought up a really good point this week when you're talking about Government Street, where, like, this was not a traffic mitigation or a capacity project. This was a safety project. And the thought behind it was that, because of when it was four lanes and people turned left whenever they wanted, traffic would back up in areas, and you never knew where it was going to back up.
Right.
So Government Street was awful traffic-wise, but also it was abnormally high with crashes. We're seeing, like, 1 year in 2016, there was 360 crashes on Government Street, which is incredible. It's high. It's way high. But what's happening is turning left whenever you wanted, people were trying to time that, and they were getting T-boned, or they would stop traffic in the left lane and get rear-ended, or people were jumping out of the left lane and getting sideswiped. So the thought process is give a dedicated turn lane. That way you won't have somebody just blocking traffic anywhere. And if you have one lane to cross, it's a lot safer. And we have seen crashes go down. Well, you know, like I said, the high in 2016 was 360, and then like last year we had 200, you know, and so we've seen the number of serious crashes go from like 85 to 40. So, you know, the road diet is actually working for what it was supposed to do, which is add safety to that corridor. And now if people could not drive distracted, we could have even less crashes in that area.
Well, you said the Government Street Road Diet was not meant to affect the volume, I guess, would be another good word for it there, on Government Street. But has it? Are there fewer people driving Government Street since the Road Diet?
You know, I don't have the exact numbers, but I can tell you that the Government Street is a very odd street for traffic counts because we have some numbers where it's down to like 12 or 13,000 average daily, and then you get down there by Foster and Superior Grill and Jefferson Street, and you're seeing it upwards of 20,000 a day. So it all depends on the certain area that you're in. And basically what we do is we look at 3 years of data from the time the construction is completed before we make the official determination. So anecdotally, we are seeing that the traffic volumes haven't changed that much, but the crash data has gone down substantially.
We're talking with Rodney Mallett from DOTD about the Government Street Road Diet. So, okay, it is fair to say due to crash numbers, the road diet is working. Due to volume, the jury is still out. In regards to getting from point A to point B quicker, where are we there? Because one of the unintended consequences of the road diet revolves around schools. When you get to dismissal time at Catholic High and Baton Rouge Magnet High and St. Joseph's Academy, being anywhere near Government Street is about the most ill-advised thing you can do in Baton Rouge.
Government Street or Acadian, and it's been like that for years, even before the road diet. And part of that is, just like when an LSU football game is over and you have all the people trying to leave campus at once, you have all those schools that dismiss at the same time, and all those students and buses and parents are on the road at the same time. So, you know, the only thing I could think that would really help that situation is if the schools could get together and stagger their start and dismissal time.
Yeah, that would be one. I'm wondering if there isn't room for like on Government Street, Catholic High's carpool just spills over and is parked on the street. This isn't a matter of people trying to get out. It's a matter of people trying to get in before they get out. I don't know if there's room for like a right-hand turn lane that would be, more than a block long or what, or if this is just an unsolvable problem.
To tell you the truth, I don't even know if we looked into that yet. That's something I can bring up to some of our traffic engineers. But then again, the road diet that we put in there, one of the reasons that it is built like it is because we own that right away. And so it didn't cost the taxpayers as much to go out and buy very expensive right away in the heart of the city.
We're talking with Rodney Mallett from DOTD about the Government Street road diet. Let's talk about our own habits there, Rodney, because we are all creatures of habit by and large. Has there been a concerted effort to encourage drivers to utilize North Boulevard or Florida Boulevard to get themselves into or out of downtown? I mean, look, I will shout it from the rooftops every single day. North Boulevard has an overpass over the railroad tracks. Like, I don't know why more people aren't taking North Boulevard on the daily. Now, side note, North Boulevard drivers, my apologies. I'm trying to spoil your secret. But is there an effort there to, I don't want to say retrain Baton Rouge drivers, but offer alternative routes?
When we were putting in the road project, especially during construction, we made that point to as many people as we could. We haven't done an active marketing campaign for North.
Wait, hang on one quick second, Rodney. You really, like, your voice digitized, and we heard another voice there. Can I get you to start over?
It's a lot easier now because you do have your traffic app like 511LA.org, Waze, Google Maps. But you know, I know that you take Government Street or North.
Hang on. Rodney, hang on. I'm going to drop him on hold real quick. Alondra, pick up there. His phone just completely, I mean, it didn't disconnect, but it all but bottomed out. And we heard a third voice right there. That was a strange little scenario. We're talking with Rodney Mallett from the Department of Transportation about the Government Street road diet and working through some of the growing pains that have resulted from what was a very hotly contested idea when it was first proposed and as it's being implemented. And we're seeing some of the rough patches, some of the pimples that go along with it. So we're going to – okay, we're reconnected with Rodney here. We should have a much clearer connection. Rodney Mallett from DOTD. My apologies, man. Your phone just wigged out on you right there. We actually heard from an operator at some point. So let me start back over with the question of, has there been a concerted effort to help, suggest alternate routes for commuters? And now we've lost him. All right. I tell you what. Dropping the call. Call him right back. We got about 2.5 minutes left. That's really the only other question I have for him. While you are calling him back, it gives me the opportunity to talk about some Champions of Louisiana, LWCC.com. LWCC is Louisiana loyal. LWCC celebrates Champions of Louisiana, champions like Chef Corey Barr from Monroe, Louisiana. Dude beat Bobby Flay. Dude won Chopped. And then he brings it back home and celebrates his own community. Make sure that his community is at the forefront when it comes to his businesses, when it comes to his restaurants. He is celebrating local just like we're celebrating local, just like LWCC is Louisiana loyal. Check out all the Champions of Louisiana over at LWCC.com. All right. Reconnected to Rodney Mallett. We got 2 minutes left. Rodney, I wanted to get that question in one more time because I think your answer is pretty great on it, if I'm going to editorialize. Efforts to help suggest alternate routes for drivers.
Well, during the construction process, we let people know that North Street was a very good and it didn't have any construction, so it was a good option. But since then, what we have found with all our projects is that travelers are going to find the path of least resistance. It's a lot easier for folks to do that now with the apps like 511LA.org, Google Maps, and Waze. And so while we haven't done an active marketing campaign, North is certainly there. I know a lot of people use Florida. And I was going to ask you, I know you use those throughways quite a bit. What do you think about Government Street since it's been completed?
So one problem solved, one problem created. The biggest problem on Government Street before the road diet was the people coming to a stop to make a left-hand turn. My humble suggestion at the time was just make left-hand turns illegal, but the road diet was another alternative there. As far as people coming to a complete stop for making a left-hand turn, I believe it was Ron White who said, you can't fix stupid. So people try to make a left-hand turn from the driving lane instead of getting into the left-hand turn lane. But the solution is there. The road diet has led the horse to water. The horse just has to drink at this point. And the meanwhile,
when they engineer these things, you can engineer for traffic, you can engineer for safety, but you can't engineer for people who aren't paying attention or just, you know, are thoughtless and want to do their own thing.
Yeah.
So then again, that's another reason to put your phone down and pay attention.
Exactly. And in the meanwhile, we'll keep growing through the learning curve. Man, I appreciate your flexibility and your availability this morning, and I appreciate a couple minutes of insight from you. Thanks so much.
Anytime. Sorry about the phone problems.
All good. All good. He is Rodney Mallett with DOTD.